We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Harmonious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. Now joining us is Germany with the following new additions. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, in Wilhelm Tell. And in Hamburg, on Willi Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In Cameroon, channels 26 in Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CETSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buya on Medium Network Service, or MNS. Channel 23 in Kumba on CET Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongchiao Le Cable TV. And Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Doleo Township on Jalian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheong Township on Pekong Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hab Province, Channel 21 on Hanel Tai Cable TV. In Edenet City, Channel 26 on Elkhap Tengger Cable TV. Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sugbathur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. And Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzurk and Han Uls District, Channel 25 on Himori Cable TV. In Utush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Underhan City in Hentai Province, Channel 23 on Sanbird Company. In Sanchan City in Dornogab Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio No Oriental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos, and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia and Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay and Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable, and in Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Araguay, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tirapacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Domoe SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Ananderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Ananderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a peace gathering enhances harmony between border communities of Kenya and Ethiopia. In animal welfare news, elephants in India will now be able to move about freely. In ecology news, the United Arab Emirates launches a project to help restore coral reefs. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 26th, is Georgia's Independence Day, celebrating its sovereignty gained in 1918. Located in southwestern Asia between Turkey and Russia and adjacent to the Black Sea, Georgia has an ancient culture. Its literary heritage dates back to the 5th century with academies in Akalto and Gelati, formed by the 12th century. They were the first medieval centers of higher education. Famous figures include renowned poet Misoshota Rustaveli, who wrote the Georgian national epic, 18th century writer Mr. Sulkhan Saba Orbeliani, and 19th century playwright Mr. Georgi Aristavi, who is considered the founder of modern Georgian theater. We wish the talented people of Georgia an enjoyable Independence Day with loved ones.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. On the morning of April 14th, thousands of primarily Tibetan Yushu County residents in the southernmost Qinghai province were suddenly buried in debris when a 6.9 magnitude tremor struck.
When the earthquake happened, my parents and I were at the entrance of our house, but my parents rushed into the house to rescue my younger brother. I escaped alone. They tried to rescue my younger brother but failed. All of them died.
Some 2,000 people perished and 12,135 others were injured as 85% of all buildings collapsed, including 15,000 houses.
The 啥都没有着，我们就有一个帐篷，然后有着方便面，他们穿的鞋啊啥都没有了，衣服帐篷啊，帐篷就有一个的。
Sending her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000, asking that our nearby association members go help the most vulnerable. Along with donations from our association members, the total contribution of $44,240 could acquire $316,000 in emergency items bought in the United States based on China's cost of living. Covering their own travel expenses of approximately $4,400, our Chinese association members quickly went to the heavily affected and remote areas to deliver urgent supplies.
In addition to the harsh winds of the region's still wintry weather, its elevation of some 4,000 meters above sea level caused our association members and other relief workers alike to suffer from altitude sickness and fatigue. However, the relief team continued to travel long distances to bring aid as well as set up cooking facilities to provide fresh, warm, revitalizing vegan meals to victims in tent camps and a nursing home, as well as for workers and homeless dogs.
这一次这个你们这灾民们送的这个饭啊比较及时又到位，比较实际啊，相当好。我发现啊，虽然说是今年的这个一放有难八方这个支援的这个帮助的人特别多嘛，但是你们比较特殊，相当好。
小好吃，
三万新铺的有吃也铺的
哦，很好吃，
也吃的这吃饭去，
我想着了，想我想着，
咋不想着？
咱们在现场，
因为得到社会各界的帮助，我们才有希望，更勇敢地走向明天的生活，所以，所有我们灾区的这些人们都对帮助过我们的人们感到非常的。感激，有了社会各界人士的帮助，我们才对明天有了希望。因为他们的帮助，我们才有信心面对将来的生活。
我们祝福灾民们能够早日过上安定的生活。无上士电视台中国玉树报道。
Our appreciation, Chinese government and organizations, for your assistance to the quake-stricken. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support that brings comfort to those in need, as well as our association members for their dedicated efforts. May Buddha bless the region's Tibetan people with a smooth recovery of their productive lives, as our greater care for one another and the environment helps calm our ecosphere.
More succumbed to floods in Poland. Torrential rains sweeping the central European nation with the worst floods in over a decade cost 15 lives by Monday, May 24th, as the Vistula River swelled to overflowing near the southwestern Sandomierz district, bringing waters up to 6 meters deep into the area's villages.
As the flood wave moved further north, a more than 50-meter levee breach near the east-central village of Svinare caused major flooding, with 4,000 people who had to be immediately evacuated and 22 villages put on watch. Interior Ministry spokeswoman Malgorzata Wozniak warned the flood barriers in many parts of Poland are in a very poor condition now after days of inundation. Meanwhile, the nation's army was called in to help with emergency repairs of the broken levees, some of which had water flowing in at a rate of 800 cubic meters a second.
Arriving rescue teams from neighboring European countries helped the soldiers, as well as other personnel working from helicopters and boats, who continued to rescue residents stranded on rooftops.
Upon knowing of this widespread misfortune to the Polish people, Supreme Master Ching Hai conveyed her deep sympathies and prayers, asking that our association members go there to see if help is needed, as she added that financial assistance is available as necessary. Our appreciation, government officials, army and rescue personnel, as well as international volunteers for your ready aid to the flood affected. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern for the vulnerable. Our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray for the residents' smooth recovery and that such calamities are minimized as we strive for more caring stewardship of our ecosphere.
Algeria struck by another quake. On Sunday, May the 23rd, a 5.0 magnitude tremor hit the province of Misilla in the same region where two people had perished to a quake just the week before. Sunday's event, centered 10 kilometers from the city of Benilaman, injured 19 people, though no damage has been reported thus far. We wish the injured a speedy recuperation as we pray for the protection of all the quake-afflicted Algerian people and for humanity's swift adoption of gentler lifestyles for the renewal of Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Italy writes law to protect animals on highways. Under a new code recently passed by the nation's Senate, motorists have an obligation to help injured animals on a roadway, with fines imposed for those who do not. Additionally, motorists would be pardoned for disregarding certain highway codes during the critical time of transporting the animal for emergency veterinary care. Originally proposed by such groups as the Italian Anti-Vivisection League, the Parliamentary Intergroup on the Welfare and Conservation of Animals, and others, the measure now requires only one more reading before the House to be passed into law. Italian Anti-Vivisection League President Gianluca Filicetti stated that this new article of Highway Code represents a significant advancement, as animals would be granted the same rights as humans in case of urgent help. Bravo, Italian Anti-Vivisection League, the Parliamentary Intergroup on the Welfare and Conservation of Animals, and all Italian legislators for this just and caring decision. May we all naturally respond with moral responsibility and compassion in providing assistance for those in need before us.
Malaysia celebrates next Loving Heart in Johor. The nation's newest Loving Heart branch was recently welcomed in the state capital of Johor Bahru with a grand dragon dance performance. Conveniently located near the city center, the locale's spacious interior and alfresco seating were quickly filled by many eager customers, attracted by its modern look and appealing vegan menu.
我觉得装修很不错，很自在哦。我觉得它的口味很清淡，清淡中又不会说淡而无味的，所以食物方面呢也很强调健康。对我个人来说，我觉得蛮喜欢。我觉得它的装潢呢简单明亮，而且给人就是很纯洁的感觉。
The diner is part of the International Loving Heart family of vegan restaurants, encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of a diverse array of appetizing, quickly served and affordable plant-based cuisine for all. The customers expressed their delight at the savory meals that also satisfy their conscience and nutritional needs.
This restaurant is good, very good, very good. For us, it's healthy. 第一就是好像没有杀生的感觉，
吃素感觉不错咯，身体也不会产生很多的负担，容易吸收，容易消化，会啊，会鼓励朋友多吃素，大家都可以在这样优美的环境享受到素食，我相信这个会。 把素食推向更高峰。
吃素环保救地球，耶、yeah!
Hooray Loving Heart on your successful launch in Johor Bahru, Malaysia. Our thanks also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast support of this wholesome international vegan franchise. May all people unite in choosing the delicious and fulfilling vegan lifestyle.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Grand Duchess of Russia remembered. Her Imperial Highness Grand Duchess Leonida Georgievna of the Romanov dynasty of Russia has passed away at the ripe age of 95 in Madrid, Spain. Her Imperial Highness was the eldest representative of the royal Romanov family and was referred to as the Dowager Empress of Russia by her supporters. She was also the last member of the Romanov dynasty to be born in the Russian Empire, with her royal lineage including historical rulership of ancient Georgia and Armenia up to the 16th century. Our deep condolences to the family and Russian people for the loss of Her Imperial Highness. May her soul rest serenely in the everlasting light and love of the divine.
Four workers freed in Nigeria. On Saturday, May 22nd, Lebanon's consul to Nigeria, Shawki Bounassar, affirmed the peaceful release of four Lebanese nationals, saying that they were on their way to Government House in Akwa Ibom, state capital of Uyo. The four employees of the Nigerian firm Stemco Construction Company had originally gone missing around a week earlier. We are relieved to hear of this good news about the four freed individuals and their safety, wishing them many warm welcomes as they rejoin eagerly awaiting family and friends.
Save our planet. Continuous evacuation of Pakistanis as glacier-fed lake threatens to burst. The quickly rising Attabad Lake in a mountainous northern region of the country has resulted in over 17,000 people already having to leave their homes. The lake, which was formed from a massive landslide on January the 4th that cost at least 20 lives and blocked the River Hunza, left thousands stranded as well as transportation and trade with China disrupted due to the closure of the area's Karakoram Highway. On Saturday, May the 15th, the water level of the lake was noted to have already risen an alarming 341 feet, just a few meters below its limit, and submerged 120 houses, resulting in homelessness for 1,300 people and 12,000 others in some 36 downstream villages to seek higher ground. Officials and experts now fear that the wall around the lake may burst, releasing a tidal wave of up to 60 meters high into the valley. Downstream evacuations continue, with the government having set up shelters and relief camps, as well as a siren system to alert the locals of danger.
Visiting the region, Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani pledged financial help. Meanwhile, army engineers have dug a spillway to divert the water into a river, but experts caution that the channel could fail. Some officials now recommend requesting help from China, whose government has more experience in these situations. Our appreciation, Pakistani government, officials, and all personnel working to assist the region's residents. We are deeply affected by this bad news and pray that with Allah's grace, the Pakistani people are protected as humanity hastens to ensure our planetary safety through the adoption of eco-conscious lifestyles. Ever concerned for humanity's welfare in facing this plight, Supreme Master Qinghai, in a September 2009 video conference in Peru, once again spoke of such imminent global warming effects as glacial ice melt, urging for wise action.
Glaciers melt in many places so dramatically that one moment there are massive floods and soon after a drought. So how can we handle the mass migration of tens of millions of people all at once? It's very difficult, and maybe even impossible. And it's not just numbers. Every child, family, and society will be affected in some way by this experience of trauma and tragedy. We are not ready for the changes that are coming. We are not ready at all. We are not prepared enough. Some of the changes are even anticipated to be unexpected because there are many complicated interacting factors. The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately.
Save Our Planet, a weather station maintained continuously since 1896 in a New York, USA nature preserve, reveals an average increase in temperature of at least 2.63 degrees Fahrenheit.
Save Our Planet. In a study published in the Journal of Geophysical Research, Spanish scientists report that temperatures and salinity in the deep levels of the Western Mediterranean Sea have been increasing since 1990 with accelerated speed.
Save Our Planet. National parks in the Balkan states of Albania, Romania, Serbia, and Bosnia rallied to raise awareness of severe deforestation that has occurred due to illegal logging and unregulated real estate development, highlighting the need to halt its damaging effects to natural biodiversity.
Save Our Planet. Fire and emergency service teams in Ahmedabad, India, send water tankers in an attempt to cool the affected areas as temperatures of more than 45 degrees Celsius cause over 400 tree bats to perish in the heat.
Hello. I'm Angelo, the great crested grebe, one of the elusive stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I eat the vegan way, foods without any animal products. Today, I have a tip on caring for your totally herbivore guinea pig companion. Vitamin C is essential for your intelligent friend's growth and well-being. To help ensure he or she gets enough, it's a good idea to provide washed fresh fruits and vegetables every day. Vitamin C-rich cabbage leaves, or one-fourth of an orange, can also be enjoyed. Please check at your local library or online for more information about taking care of these charming beings. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching. And now, the weather around the world.
In peace news, Ethiopian and Kenyan border communities enjoy enhanced harmony. Elders of 9 Ethiopian and Kenyan cross-border communities report that an earlier gathering organized by the African-based Intergovernmental Authority for Development's Conflict Early Warning and Response Mechanism, or CEWARN, has resulted in more amicable relations in their area. Congratulations, Kenyan and Ethiopian cross-border communities, on your improved communication. Our sincere appreciation, Intergovernmental Authority for Development's Conflict Early Warning and Response Mechanism, for your assistance in promoting friendship between the people of the region. May heaven grace all with kind neighbors and well-wishing companions.
In animal welfare news, Indian elephants are relocated to natural settings. The Central Zoo Authority of India has instructed that all pachyderms in zoos and circuses be moved to sanctuaries, national parks, or other areas where there is sufficient space for them to wander freely. Approximately 140 elephants in 26 zoos and 16 circuses in the country will be sent to new homes. The government had earlier prohibited keeping elephants in private detainment. The ruling in favor of the elephants came after years of campaigning for their humane treatment by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India. Bravo Central Zoo Authority for your concern for our beautiful co-inhabitants. Many thanks also, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India, for your dedicated work on behalf of our gentle friends. May all precious pachyderms be evermore blessed with an abundance of land to roam and plant-based food to enjoy on a sustainable earth. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Japanese university helps the United Arab Emirates replenish her coral reefs. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More good news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conducive news for a smooth world. In ecology news, United Arab Emirates takes steps to restore her coral reefs. The Environment Agency of Abu Dhabi, or EAD, United Arab Emirates, is launching a regeneration project in collaboration with a Japanese university. After evaluation of the marine ecosystem, the EAD envisions installing coral settlement devices, which have been developed by Dr. Mineo Okamoto of the Tokyo University of Marine Science and Technology. This equipment has already been positioned off two islands of Abu Dhabi. Our gratitude, Environment Agency of Abu Dhabi, Dr. Mineo Okamoto, and the Tokyo University of Marine Science and Technology for your life-saving endeavors. Through your help and humanity's care, may the coral reefs and our magnificent underwater ecosystems flourish for eons to come.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Portuguese entitled Love.
Abraão e Alexio estão discutindo a possibilidade do amor. Eu pensei que me apaixonei por 3 vezes. Abraão disse. Pensou? Alexio pergunta. O que você quer dizer? 3 anos atrás, eu gostei muito profundamente de uma mulher que não queria nada comigo. Abraão disse. Isso não foi amor? Alexio pergunta. Não, isso foi obsessão. Abraão explica. Então, 2 anos atrás, eu gostei muito profundamente de uma mulher atraente, que não me entendia. Isso não foi amor? Perguntou Alexio. Não, isso foi paixão. Abraão respondeu. E neste ano passado, eu conheci uma mulher enquanto estava em um cruzeiro. Ela era maravilhosa, inteligente, ótima para conversar e tinha um super senso de humor. Em todo lugar onde eu a seguia naquele navio, eu tinha uma sensação muito estranha na boca do estômago. Bem, isso não foi amor? Pergunta Alexio. Não, isso foi enjoo. Abraão responde.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Itzhak Beshevi Singer, Yiddish storyteller extraordinaire, on Models of Success.
Good initiative on Isaac Best U.S. Singer. A German dank for eure upload. That's Yiddish for thank you very much for your upload. Buck from the Netherlands.
Heritage appreciating Buck. It's delightful to receive your note written partially in the very expressive language of Yiddish. Isaac Beshevis, singer, was certainly one of the greatest storytellers. It is our joy to present various unique cultures of the world in accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's loving instructions. With heaven's grace to you and all the warm-hearted citizens of the Netherlands.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your moments be filled with divine happiness and peace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
After signing 4 cooperation documents and protocols, Syria and Romania schedule an economic forum to introduce to the business sector the investment opportunities available in both countries.
The United Arab Emirates and Kazakhstan form an agreement that facilitates the official exchange of customs data between the two countries, thus enhancing their countries' economic and trade relations.
The U.S. government issues a formal apology to the peoples of 5 Native American nations for mistreatment in earlier times, which modern tribe leaders accept with appreciation.
Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri visits the United States, meeting with President Barack Obama for discussions of regional peace, as well as support for Lebanon's sovereignty and independence.
Indian Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh announces that greater diplomatic efforts are being made to improve relations with Pakistan in working toward a goal of peace and prosperity for both nations.
Volcanologist Magnus Gudmundsson reports that Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano has cooled to 100 degrees Celsius and is now producing only steam, providing a hopeful sign that its current activity is ceasing.
Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao asks regional officials to ensure provision of food supplies and financial aid for the April quake-afflicted residents of Qinghai Province, also calling for other measures to resume regularity as quickly as possible.
Olexis or Vietnamese scientists are further evaluating the source and composition of 3,000-year-old rice grains that unexpectedly sprouted after being found at an archaeological site in Nalian District.
Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abulghit receives the credentials of Nasser Issa al-Kerala, welcoming him as the first Iraqi ambassador to Egypt in 2 decades.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.